Next item on the agenda is Cheryl Walker.
Kathy, I'll get right into the slides. If I can get this light to work. Yeah, I see. Ms. Walker is requesting authorization to construct a 15-foot by 100-foot riprap breakwater and to place 600 cubic yards of sandy material landward of the breakwater as beach nourishment adjacent to her property situated along the Piankatank River at 8639 Free Welcome Lane in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. Ms. Walker's property is situated along the Piankatank River. It's downstream of Ferry Creek and Dancers Creek in the Dutton area of Gloucester. A little bit closer view of the topographic map. Piankatank River is approximately 2,300 feet wide at the project site. This is a 2002 aerial that's actually from the Gloucester County webpage and shows the approximate lot lines. This is the Walker property here. Development along this portion of the shoreline is primarily residential. This is a closer view of that same 2002 aerial, the arrow depicting the location of the proposed breakwater, 100 feet long. This is the Walker Pier. This is a recent aerial. A portion of the applicant's shoreline is bulkheaded, and there is a mixture of fringe marsh and sand beach along the shoreline, and the shoreline generally faces in a north to northeast direction. The fringe marsh and back shore are experiencing erosion, and the sandy beach appears to have lost about a foot in elevation. I base that on the fact that the steps from the pier don't go to the sand anymore. In addition to the 15-foot by 100-foot breakwater and beach nourishment, Ms. Walker proposes to construct 175 linear feet of riprap revetment and 160 linear feet of riprap marsh tow sill. The revetment and the sill are proposed landward of mean low water and therefore do not fall under the jurisdiction of the commission. This is a plan view drawing that I've highlighted. The breakwater is depicted in this orange color here. It's 100 feet by 15 feet. The yellow represents the proposed beach nourishment. The green is the marsh tow sill and the revetment, which were approved by the Gloucester Wetland Board and are not within the commission's jurisdiction. This is the cross-sectional drawings. I've taken one of those and highlighted it as well. This is the cross-section of the breakwater, 15-foot base width, height of plus one above mean high water, the proposed beach nourishment. They are proposing to place Spartina Patens on the upper portions of the nourished area and Spartina alternate flora along the more channelward areas. This is a ground shot. Tide was very low this day. The PVC stakes are visible, marking the ends of the proposed breakwater. Another ground shot taken from the applicant's pier and looking landward towards the proposed breakwater. Again, I've circled the PVC pipe representing the portion of the breakwater closest to the pier. And this shot, which was panning further downstream, shows both stakes if you look really close. The project is protested by Ms. Constance Hicks Holcomb, an adjoining property owner. She is concerned the project may cause siltation that would adversely affect her property and nearby wetlands. In their report dated March 28, 2007, VIMS notes that some minor erosion is occurring along the leading edge of the marsh and the riprap and the bank is being undercut. With regard to the breakwater, they state that this option may work in a high-energy setting. No other state agencies commented on the proposal. As I mentioned, the Gloucester County Wetland Board approved those portions in their jurisdiction at their meeting in April. is the area where the sill is proposed. The Holcomb property is down here, and there's a ravine and marsh transitioning into a non-tidal marsh up behind that. Kathy, I'll go ahead and have the lights so I can read this. Properly designed breakwaters with beach nourishment are generally considered to be a desirable method to address shoreline erosion, since the breakwaters are designed to maintain a sandy intertidal beach and wetland habitat landward of the breakwaters. Staff believes the proposal to install the breakwater with sand nourishment and to plant the nourished area landward of the breakwater with appropriate wetland vegetation should address the applicant's erosion problem while reestablishing some lost wetland habitat. Provided the material used for the beach nourishment is comprised of at least 90% sand as proposed, staff does not believe the project should result in any significant siltation. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against those concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205 of the Code, staff recommends approval of the construction of the breakwater and associated beach nourishment with the condition that the applicant provide a detailed plan and schedule for planting the intertidal area created landward of the breakwaters. Additionally, we recommend the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $33.75 for the filling of the beach nourishment on 675 square feet of state-owned submerged lands, and that's at a rate of a nickel per square foot.
Okay. Any questions of Chip?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Fox.
Let me make sure I understand. The breakwater, as we're looking at it now, will be to the left.
Breakwater.
Right in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the construction that's already been approved by Gloucester will be to the right of the pier.
Yes.
And the Protestant is up to the right of the pier.
Yes, sir.
And the Protestant is claiming that some of marsh will be eroded, perhaps.
They were concerned with siltation moving down, upstream.
Siltation would have to go a considerable distance upstream from the proposed breakwater in order to get there.
Yes, sir. Actually, when I did my site visit, I went to the edge of the proposed sill, which ends approximately here, and it's about another 300 feet to the adjoining property owner's lot line.
All right, but the proposed fill is not on our docket at all. That's been dealt with by Gloucester.
A portion of the beach nourishment will be located channelward of low water behind the breakwater here, but that is a sandy material.
The only thing we're focused on is that breakwater to the left of the pier.
The breakwater and some of the beach nourishment behind it.
Beach nourishment. Mm-hmm. But we've specified that you recommended that the sand to be placed there is
90% is what
90%. So a small portion of silt is possible.
Yes, sir.
And it's a long ways away.
And I believe the predominant drift is downstream at this location.
Okay, and fetch here, you said, is 2,300 feet or something?
Yes, sir.
So this is a relatively high energy, high energy.
At times it can be.
Okay.
Any other questions, Chip? Mr. Tankard.
Will the bulkhead be removed? That was probably something you mentioned already.
No, it will not.
It will not.
It will not be removed. Not proposed to be. It has lost about a foot of beach in front of it. Its sheeting's getting kind of close to being exposed in some locations there.
Any questions? Thank you, Chip. The applicant here, representative? Hello, Mr. Watkins. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good.
Jeff White, Riverworks.
Solemnly swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir. Up you, God.
I do, sir.
Proceed, please.
We accept staff's recommendations on the planning schedule and the royalties.
Any questions of Mr. Watkins?
Be glad to answer anything.
Being none, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anyone in opposition to the project? Anyone in opposition to the project? The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think based on the evidence that we've been presented in our packet and staff's testimony today, this represents an appropriate remedy to the erosion problem at this property, and I would move to accept staff's recommendation.
Second?
Second.
Second by Mr.
Second.
Holland. Get you enough, Mr. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Kathy.